Do you know the number one thing that surprises engaged couples? Take a guess. The sheer amount of decisions they have to make while planning a wedding. Indoors or outdoors? How many guests? Are kids invited? Controversial. Which cake flavor? Seriously, how do you even begin to figure out what's right for you? That's where Zola comes in. Zola has everything you need to make every wedding decision a piece of cake, from choosing your dream wedding venue and vendors to deciding how to best spend your budget. With tons of customizable wedding websites, save the dates and invites, every detail will feel like you. Zola will even help you choose the gifts, experiences, and cash funds you really want. The next thing you know, you've planned your whole wedding all in one place. From getting engaged to getting married, Zola has everything you need to plan your wedding in one place. Start planning at Zola.com. That's Zola.com.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser. Beat Mix, you're a loser.
Who's ready to beat Migs? I know Ryan from Camino Island is. Ryan, are you there?
Yep.
I'm Sarah, your host, and it's time for you to get out of here, Steve.
Bye-bye.
For those playing at home, Ryan has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you only get three guesses per question. Are you ready?
I am.
Who is the current host of Wheel of Fortune?
Pat Sajak?
No.
Bash.
What company has used the tagline, "Can you hear me now"?
Verizon.
Correct. Jason Momoa launched his own brand of what kind of alcohol?
Tequila?
No.
Whiskey?
No.
Rum?
No. The Springfield nuclear power plant is a fictional location in what animated sitcom?
The Simpsons?
Yes. Who was the official first emperor of Rome?
Pass.
Dr. Eggman is the main antagonist of what video game?
Pass.
What candy bar slogan is, "You're not you when you're hungry"?
Snickers.
Correct. John Smith is the main character in what Disney movie? Is a main character.
Pocahontas.
Yes. What is the most populous city in Idaho?
Boise.
Correct. How many seasons did Modern Family have?
13.
No. Ryan, you ended up getting 5 correct. Which is better than I thought you were going to get in the beginning there.
It's better than I've ever scored, and he's representing for my community, Camino Island, baby.
Oh, nice.
You're really going to, that many correct.
Stand with Camino, baby.
Yeah. Wow, so you got faith. You got faith in Ryan.
Yes.
Wow, that's nice of you. Steve, I got faith in you.
Nice.
Are you ready?
Yes.
Oh no.
Who is the current host of Wheel of Fortune?
Ryan Seacrest.
Correct.
How are you liking him so far?
I'm liking him, actually.
Nice.
What company has used the tagline, "Can you hear me now"?
Verizon.
Correct. Jason Momoa launched his own brand of what kind of alcohol?
Vodka?
Yes. The Springfield nuclear power plant is a fictional location in what animated sitcom?
That's the place where we go to eat our animals, right? I believe it's The Simpsons.
Correct. Who was officially the first emperor of Rome?
Julius Caesar.
No.
Aphrodite.
No.
Rome. Sublime.
No. Dr. Eggman is the main antagonist of what video game?
Dr. Eggman? Is that Donkey Kong?
No.
Super Mario?
No.
Brothers? Oh, man. Crap. Pass.
What candy bar slogan is, you're not you when you're hungry?
Snickers.
Correct. John Smith is a main character in what Disney movie?
John Smith. Is that Aladdin?
No.
Frozen?
No.
Beauty and the Beast?
No. What is the most populous city in Idaho?
Boise.
Yes. Did he get it?
The music was still going.
Okay.
The ball was fading still out. In the air.
Fading out. The only reason why I ask is because that's indeed the different maker, because you got six correct, which is a win 6-5.
Gosh.
That's why I asked.
Yes.
Wow. Sorry, Ryan.
It's okay. Thank you.
Thank next you, Ryan. Time, have a great
time.
One.
You know what? You're welcome. Another one bites the dust. Ryan, I think, might be living under another a rock.
Why?
He didn't know Ryan Seacrest.
You know, not everybody knows everything.
Oh, yeah, but everyone should know that.
Not everybody knows everything.
Thanks, Steve. Clearly, you got six correct, so you don't know everything. Who was the official first emperor of Rome? You said...
Caesar.
It's Augustus.
Augustus Caesar.
I forgot about Augustus.
Caesar.
I should have just said Caesar.
Yeah, you should have, because I wouldn't have known there's multiple. Yeah. Taryn, Dr. Eggman, main antagonist of what video game?
Both said this was your favorite video game of all time yesterday.
Sonic the Hedgehog.
There you go. But Danny's disappointed.
I'm very disappointed. I was like, wow, both of you.
I haven't played it in a minute.
Yeah,
clearly.
I thought you have it on your phone.
I do.
Okay.
One that Ryan did get correct, John Smith is a main character in Pocahontas.
Oh, okay.
And then one you didn't get to, how many seasons did Modern Family have?
I'm going to go with 9.
You'd be wrong. It's 11.
Oh.
Wow.
That was a funny show.
I never really watched
it. I was into it for like a season or two, and then I just kind of kept forgetting to watch it, and then eventually my DVR was getting full, and I'm like, screw it.
Well, yeah, if there's 11 seasons, it probably was getting very full.
Okay, it wasn't that bad, but it was still like, there was too many episodes, and my wife was, you know how like you hit that point where you're like, I don't think she's vibing on this anymore?
Yeah.
Like right now, I'm battling that with Cobra Kai.
Oh, okay.
The Netflix series.
Yep.
Which I can't really argue with her. This season hasn't been anything great. I think they're just getting too old, and it's not as much fun now.
Oh.
Now they're just like almost like 20-something kids pretending to be high school kids fighting.
Oh, boy.
And I don't know.
That happened with The Bear this season. George and I barely... We always finish a season no matter what, and we have stopped right mid-through.
Because of all the feedback I've heard about the new season, we haven't even attempted to watch it
yet.
I think I'm just going to be happy it ended when it did.
Yeah.
Just accept it's over in your own world.
That's fine.
Yeah.
It's fine with me.
I'm kind of like that with Cobra. Maybe it's going to get better, but it's just not as much fun as it used to be.
Sure.
The Daily Migs Show.
If you have ever experienced a sign from someone who has passed away, call us up and tell us about it. 206-803-ROCK. It was at last night's Foo Fighters show where Dave Grohl shared that he was visited in the afternoon that day by Taylor Hawkins.
I'm very curious to see like exactly how, like what was it? What was, because I mentioned before we went to the break, my grandfather being a massive New York Yankees fan and a fan of our country, when we were going to the funeral and all that kind of stuff, a car pulled up that was fully wrapped in like Yankees and American flag stuff all around like the SUV. And it was just like, you know, sometimes I feel like you want it to be a sign. But it still helps kind of with the grieving process.
Absolutely. So last night at the Foo Fighters show, Dave Grohl said they're in San Francisco and they were out hanging on a balcony. And he said that this hawk flew past the balcony and he's watching this hawk. And he said that he swears the hawk turned and nearly kind of laughed at him. And he said, I swear to God.
I did see it on the Foo Fighters social media pages. They posted a video of a hawk going by. And that's a cool story.
Very cool story. And then they ended up dedicating the next song or a song that night, Aurora, to Taylor Hawkins. Apparently it was his favorite Foo Fighters song.
Yeah. So we still can't find the audio from this concert where he told that story. And somehow, you know, I mean, the world of social media, you would think by now, like the video would have been posted. But every night during their concerts, including when we were in San Diego, when they were playing right next door to us, the Foo Fighters will stop before they play Aurora and Dave will do something like this.
All right. We like to do this song every night. Because this is Taylor Hawkins' favorite Foo Fighters song, so we're going to do this one for him. If you all know and love Taylor, you got to f***ing scream it loud right now for Taylor Hawkins, would you? is the first song we wrote together. We'd like to do it for him.
That's wild.
Yeah, I didn't even know that was Taylor Hawkins' favorite Foo Fighters song.
No, I didn't either. But I love that they make that tribute every single night. And I honestly, for some reason, I don't know what it is about birds, but birds and connecting with people that I know that have passed, it's definitely a real thing for me. I have a friend that died about almost 10 years ago now, and okay. She was really obsessed with owls and had this dress that had an owl on it. And so owls all the time. And I swear it's about once or twice a year, every year, I have some sort of a owl connection that happens, and it'll make the hair on the back of my neck stand up.
Do you remember one of the more recent ones?
Yes. So, well, when Barrett was brand new and we had just brought him home from the hospital, and I was
they call that newborn.
He was brand new, straight out the chute. I was having a really rough night.
Yeah, when Barrett was freshly purchased.
He was brand new. He was a newborn baby. We were having a rough night. I was in our room crying, just having a horrible time. All of a sudden, there was an owl in the tree right outside of our room, and it was like straight up hooing, talking to me.
Whoa.
And I swear, and Vanessa was a mother too, and I swear, I think it was her just kind of like coaching me through a really bad time.
And I feel like even if it's not, I mean, you never know. I mean, I'm not here to poo-poo it at all, I promise. But like the fact that it's there and it kind of puts you... I don't know, like those kind of things help with the grieving and help
Absolutely.
With the dealing with that stuff. And whether or not it's truly that or not, who knows, you know? Who
oh,
knows?
Yeah.
But it still helps.
It really honestly calmed me down in that moment, and I feel like it was Vanessa paying me a visit.
How tribute is so this text just came in at 206-803-ROCK. My girlfriend passed away 2.5 years ago, sorry. I've gotten a few signs, and now that you guys are asking this, you're asking this today on her birthday.
Weird.
And our thoughts go out to you, obviously.
Yeah, lots of love.
Wow. That's another person said this one time back in the day when internet was young, my wife and I were playing a video game online. We had played this game multiple times. We never played the same person twice. One time we played this name, and the screen name was Coca-Cola 1414. We played it multiple times. Well, my wife's father used to love Coca-Cola, and his birthday was on the 14th. On the month, and on his death day was the 14th as well. So my wife and I looked at each other like, whoa, we had chills up and down our spines. It was really weird.
That is very odd.
Yeah, like these are those moments where it's like you just don't know why they're there. Maybe you're more aware of it because of all those connections, but it's a trip when they do happen.
When the universe speaks to you.
What about you, Danny? Anything?
You know, yes, multiple times, but like the one, and it's not necessarily a sign, but it's just one of those, every single one of, I think, our family members have had something to do with my grandma. And it just at different times, you know, like my mom will smell her perfume around the house, and it's just like, there's no one there, you know? I think, but mine with her was, it wasn't necessarily a sign, it was just a really vivid dream. I just had a dream that she came in and was just talking to me. And just like, you know, like a whole, like kind of playing with my hair, and it was just like, almost just like staring, and I was just like telling her about my life, and it was just like, you know, 3 years after she died, and it's like I woke up just like in the best mood, like not yeah. scared at all, not, you know, because then you think of that, you think like, oh, you're gonna see a ghost or something, it might be scary, but I was just like, I literally called my mom, was like, grandma visited me last night, like this is so weird, and it was just like, one
your
of
mom's
those,
like, have you been smoking weed, Daniel?
Yes I had. No.
Wait, say marijuana how your mom says it.
Oh, marijuana.
Marijuana.
Yeah.
Dude, same thing with my dad one time. So my grandfather passes away, the other grandfather, but my dad's dad, and they had an awful relationship, and they hadn't talked for like 5 years, and then he died, right? So they didn't have a chance to have any kind of closure. My dad had this dream about seeing his dad, and he was wearing a very, very vivid-looking suit, like very memorable. So now my dad and my grandma finally reconnected after the passing of grandpa because, well, you know, a lot was going on, and they were like, we need to make up. We need to finally talk again. And my dad was sharing this story, like, you know, dad just visited me in my dreams, and he apologized and all this kind of stuff, and it was very heavy. And he described the suit, and my grandma starts bawling. Like, I got goosebumps even talking about it. And my dad's like, why? And she's like, that, what you just described, was his favorite suit to wear. And he didn't have that suit when my dad and him were friends or, you know, father-son relationship. So it was like... Again, like, who knows what the hell that even means and how that even works in our weird universe. But, you know, of course, I'm like, Dad, have you been smoking pot? No, kidding. But it was still, like, one of those surreal moments.
Yeah. Totally.
And it definitely, like, kind of made him feel, put him a little bit more at ease, like how you were talking about how you woke up feeling good. Like, my dad woke up almost feeling like he got closure, maybe with dream version of grandpa, but he still got some kind of closure with his dad that he didn't have before he passed away.
Oh, yeah.
on the Daily Migs Show.
Former Megadeth guitarist Marty Friedman shared that he did audition for Kiss once, but he was rejected.
Rejection.
And it's all because he was too short.
But they wear platform shoes.
That's what I'm saying. Like, there shouldn't be a height requirement. They fix it.
It's an image business, brother.
Here's Marty talking about it.
I got a call from somebody from Kiss's people. They say, I think you might be interested in auditioning for Kiss. And I'm like, tell me when and where.
Nice.
Okay, we got a couple questions for you. First of all, you don't have any facial hair, do you? I'm like, no. You got long hair, right? Right. And you're skinny, right? Right. And you're over 6 feet tall. I'm like, what? I'm like 5'7" and a half, but I'll have an operation. Yeah. I'll do something. Yeah. I'm sorry. It's not going to work out.
Wow.
I was so bummed.
Who knew?
Height discrimination.
Do you think maybe they were trolling? Like, someone's like, hey, let's go F with Marty. He's short. Let's call him up and say you're in the running for the Kiss job. And then say, oh, sorry, you're not 6 feet tall.
Short shaming.
That seems weird that, like, they would not be, like, I mean, just put a couple extra inches in his platform shoes.
Yeah, problem solved.
No, you know, there's another musician that once tried out or attempted to try out for Kiss and got shot down as well.
Who was that?
And I don't think it was because he was short. He's actually going to be here this weekend opening up for Metallica, the drummer for Pantera, but mainly the drummer for Anthrax, in Charlie Benante.
Okay.
Do you know why he got shot down?
Was he also too short?
Well, that would be weird if you're the drummer. I feel like if you're the drummer, you could be whatever height. Because,
sure.
I mean, you're sitting down the entire time. That seems strange if they're like, no, you're too short to be our drummer. No, here's Charlie explaining why he got shot down immediately.
Kiss was there. They were rehearsing. They were auditioning drummers. I remember sitting in, like, this waiting room with all these other drummers, and I was like 15 at the time. And they said, you're too young to try out.
Oh, grow up, kid.
You're too young, kid.
Now, you've played in some bands. Have you ever had any, like, weird audition situations?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, well, when I first moved out here, I was like, I need to join a band. Like, I play drums. I brought my drums with me. Like, this will be awesome. Played music in Seattle. So back in the day, there was a thing called The Stranger. I think it's still exists.
Yeah, of course.
But back in those days, and The Rocket as well, which is no longer with us, and rest in peace, Charles Cross. Mm-hmm. But they used to have advertisements, almost like dating advertisements, but for bands. So it'd be like, you know, bassist looking for a drummer or band looking for. And I found this ad in there that I was like, this is my kind of band. Like, the music was exactly what I was into. So I went to, like, this random place on Aurora Avenue. Like, there was like a abandoned, like, warehouse type of a vibe, and went and auditioned for the band. And it went really well. And I'm like, okay, this is the band. I like their songs. It's going to be awesome. I get a phone call from them then, like, the next day, and they're like, hey, we love you, blah, 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 but we just have a question. Are you willing to grow your hair out? And at the time, I'm in my 20s, and because everyone else in the band had long hair, and I didn't. But I also knew at the time, I was like, my hair is going. You know, like, I knew I was, and so there was like, I didn't think about it. I'm like, well, no, I can't grow my hair out. And they're like, well, why? And, like, they were offended almost. I was like, well, I'm going bald, and I know if I grow my hair out, it's just going to look awful. And there was this long pause. And I was like, what's the... And they're like, yeah, we can't have a bald drummer.
Oh, my God.
And they're like, we're sorry. And I was like, all right. And they never talked to them again. And the band was like, they had a little bit of success here in the Northwest. Nothing massive, but they were a popular local band. I can't even remember the band name, but at the time they were kind of playing all the, like, the local clubs. And every time I'd see their band, I'd be like, man, they hated me because I was going bald.
You know what? They probably would have made it big if they had had a bald drummer.
You're damn right they would have.
And that band was Pearl Jam.
It was. It was. Look at him now. No bald. Right? I mean, Jeff looked like he was losing his hair. What did he have to do? Wear hats until all of a sudden his hair started growing.
Exactly.
Yeah. There's just zero leeway on that one. But I would, whenever I would see that band, I wish I could figure out who they were and, like, look and Facebook stalk them.
Oh, yeah.
Because I would be nothing happier in my life if the band members were bald as well. And it was like karma.
Total karma.
But I remember looking at my old roommate and they're like, what happened? I'm like, I didn't get the gig. And they're like, why? I'm like, because I'm balding.
Oh, no.
The Daily Migs Show.
We were talking about how Rob Schneider apologized to his daughter, Elle King, because Elle had gone on a podcast and shared what she thought of him as a dad. Here is what was said.
I was like a really, really heavy child. My dad sent me to fat camp. And then I got in trouble one year because I sprained my ankle and I didn't lose any weight. Very toxic and very silly.
What do they do in these camps?
They literally, like, you get like a slice of turkey and like steamed vegetables for like every meal. And they make you work out all day long.
That's not healthy though.
No. And
you need way more calories than that to make your metabolism.
Yeah. And also you need therapy.
Way more turkey.
Oh, yeah.
And broccoli.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, maybe not. Maybe not.
Rob Schneider has apologized for this, but it made us curious if we were to go home and see what our kids would say about us as parents, if we were to ask them, you know, what they think of us. So let's kick things off with my son, Barrett.
Now, you were not home, so your husband, Brad, had to do the interrogation, or he had to host the podcast where he's asking Barrett about what he thinks about mom.
Bribing with ice cream, popsicles, anything to get him to talk about me, because he did not want to do it.
She gives me everything from breakfast to lunch and dinner. And that's the way I say.
Is she a good mommy?
Yeah.
How so? How is she a good mommy?
Because she feeds me everything I want.
Everything? You have everything?
Ice cream, fruit snacks, you name it.
What else does she do?
Make me dinner sometimes.
Other than food, what?
Sometimes, are you not feeding him all the time?
Like, who else is making this dinner?
Other than food, what does she do?
Where is your son at this time?
He's in the bath.
Oh, okay.
He's in the bath.
That makes more sense. Thank you.
We have baths.
Oh.
Does she tell funny stories at night?
Uh-huh.
Nice.
And read books?
Uh-huh.
Does she order stuff off Amazon for you?
Uh-huh.
I got to give credit to your husband. He's full going in on it. Like, he's full on journalist going with these questions.
She is going to buy me no excavator 3000. It does not come with the dump truck. It just comes by itself for my birthday.
So the excavator doesn't come with the dump truck.
No, he doesn't want the dump truck. He just wants the standalone excavator 3000.
Got excavator 3000. I love it.
Are you upset?
Okay, what the hell is that?
I have no idea.
So, do you think your mommy's going to do nice things on your birthday?
Uh-huh.
Like what?
Make me cake.
He just needs to get his energy out every day.
Is that him making those sounds?
Yes.
That wasn't a toy?
It was not a toy.
Wow.
Yeah.
He has fun in the bath.
He was all excited.
All right, so up next is my daughter.
Yes.
Let's see how this goes.
Oh, boy.
Also, not really feeling like talking to dad on the microphone.
Like pulling teeth.
Yep.
Hey, Tatum, I have to ask you a question.
Here we go.
Fine, Dad. Now, just to preface it also, I was waiting for her and Sid to get home. And when she came home, she did not look like she was in a good mood. And Sid looks at me and goes, there was a lot of traffic on Shaw. She's kind of car sick, just so you know.
Oh.
And I was like, oh, crap. And I'm like, Tatum, you okay? She's like, well, you know what make me feel better, Daddy? And I'm like, what? She's like, sushi and ice cream. All right, I'm going to go get some sushi and ice cream because I need to get some answers from this woman.
Oh, yeah.
So I got back from getting sushi and ice cream, and I was like, you know what? Now is the time to do it because she's in a good mood.
If somebody said, what do you think about your daddy? What would you say?
I love him.
You love me?
Yeah.
What else? Oh, you gave me a hug?
Yeah, she just came over and gave me a kiss and hugged me. I got to tell you, I kind of got me. It was like, this is awesome. But it's not answering my questions, dang it.
Yeah, right.
And then Pretty says, Daddy told me toys.
What did Daddy just get you?
Ice cream.
And what else?
Sushi. Yeah.
So clearly our kids only love us because we give them food.
Yeah, of course.
Right.
Mostly sushi and ice cream.
And we got one more. We got Danny and his daughter, Lily. So you had her on the phone?
I did. We were on FaceTime.
Okay.
Hi, Lily.
Hi.
So I have to ask you a question.
Yeah, what is it?
What do you think of me? Somebody's like, tell me about your dad. What would you say?
He's crazy and he likes cheese.
Is that it?
What?
These
okay,
are facts.
So all of our kids are just, it's all about food.
Yeah, of course.
Ice cream and cheese.
I love him very much. He also dyes his hair a lot when I'm there.
That's what you would say?
Yeah.
Sweet.
so proud. Cool. But while you were talking to her, apparently she taught you a new word.
She did. That I'd never heard of before.
Do you think we know it?
No. Maybe Sarah, but I really don't think so.
Can you please tell our listeners what word you're trying to teach me?
Sigma.
Excuse me?
Sigma.
Sigma.
Even Handsome Squidward says it. What the sigma?
All right, does anybody know that?
Sigma? I mean, just from my time in Greek life at Wazoo.
Same.
That's what he says.
Okay, but what? That doesn't make sense. What does sigma mean?
Guess.
Sigma. I'm going to get... that. It sounds like a fraternity or a sorority.
No.
Okay, well, what does sigma mean to you?
It means sigma to me.
All right, I would hang up the phone at this point. I got to go.
God, Dad.
Well, what does it mean?
It means sigma.
According to today.com, sigma means cool dude.
Yeah, but even like 5-year-old knows it. So like, I'm so sigma, or I'm so skippity, or I'm the alpha of everything.
I don't even know what the hell's going on right now, guys.
Wow.
Sigma, skippity, and alpha?
I have no idea what she was saying.
Are you still speaking English?
Sigma language.
I have a headache.
The Daily Migs Show.